Our guest today is Angelique Stoller. She is the program manager of the Grand Hall, and it's great to have her with us to talk about some really cool things that are happening down in Cambria City. Welcome to studio, Angie.
Hey, Bo. Thanks for having me here.
Maybe if you could let the world know about what you're all about.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm new to this role. So I started in November and took over as the program manager. So my main focus and a lot of what we do at the hall are special events like weddings. We're pretty popular around town as a wedding venue. But really our bread and butter is our concert series. Mm-hmm. We try to operate as a music hall and bring in different acts from around town, around the region, and just showcase arts and culture in a space that has been revitalized and turned into something new so that we could save it as part of Cambria City, but kind mm-hmm. of give it some new life.
And as a Johnstown girl, you have to admit there's just something cool about that Cambria City vibe. As soon as you walk into the neighborhood, you're just transformed into a very artsy environment. And it's so cool that the Grand Hall is all a part of that too.
Oh, absolutely. I think Cambria City is such its own unique space in the town that the different organizations, you know, whether it's us or VOM is down there, the Bottle Works mm-hmm. are down there. It's such a place where creativity and uniqueness and ideas just thrive. And yeah. It's really cool to kind of see the area growing.
It's really something about that environment, which has been going on, you know, for the last 20, 30 years or so. But it just becomes continuously, again, with you representing the Grand Hall and a couple of those organizations that you've mentioned also, just really, really good to see that happening. And guy you answered to, Dave Hurst, is somebody who knows a lot about the history, and he's a guy that's pretty well known within these communities as well. It must be great to work with somebody like Dave, who is just such a knowledgeable human being.
Oh yeah, I think my favorite part of working with Dave is definitely just the genuine passion he has for these projects.
Right.
You know, this is not a job for him. These are his babies. This is his dream. He takes these old churches on and he genuinely wants to give them new life. Mm-hmm. And hearing him talk about, like you said, he's been around for a while. So just the history, I mean, without blinking an eye, he can go back to 2000 and he will walk you through mm-hmm. every detail, every mm-hmm. brick that's been updated, every layer of paint that has gone on those buildings. It's really inspiring, I think, to see someone with such passion, because you really feel that come through in everything that we do.
Agreed. And that building, the history of that building, and the sound of that building provides for some really cool musical experiences as well.
Oh, absolutely. The building itself, the architecture of it, it used to be Immaculate Conception, an old church in the area, an old Catholic church. So the architecture of it naturally fit to then turn into a music space, because they were always built for sound, for hearing, because of course people would be speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So with a few renovations, it now is, it's a world-class echo chamber. It can carry the voices of people or instruments without needing amplification, without a sound system. It's just extremely pure sound. And it's really cool when you have certain events in there. For example, we had Altoona Brass Collective. And so they did some pieces where there were some artists up in the loft and some on the stage.
Wow.
And it entirely immerses you
yeah.
in sound.
Awesome. I was talking to someone about the sound bath. One of the things that you're here to talk about today, Angie, and she said that she was just blown away by what she experienced. And I know that this is something that's been going on at the Grand Hall for the last couple of months, but I was curious as to what a sound bath is. So before we get into details about who you have coming up and what they can experience, what's the point behind what a sound bath is, and what is it specifically?
Yeah, that is absolutely a valid question. I think the term sound bath can really confuse some people, because we associate bath with, you know, a very personal type thing, and it seems a little bit weird.
Right.
But at its root, a sound bath is basically a musical experience that utilizes certain instruments that specifically give off strong vibrations or certain tones and pitches that are meant to target our bodies in ways that help us relax.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of varies. You know, there is no one definition of a sound bath. There are different instruments involved. Sometimes there's lyrics and voice and chanting. Sometimes it's only instruments. But at its core, it's just an immersive musical experience with practitioners who are typically musicians slash healers in some way, and it's specifically music to target a healing, relaxing feeling in the attendees.
So again, these are people coming in that are providing this sound, that are trained in making this healing, making this therapeutic, right?
Right, exactly. A lot of our practitioners are different sound therapists in some way. So there's a bunch of different certifications or techniques, the same way with any typical music skill. So there's different ways you can go about it, but most of them have some sort of certification as a sound healer, a sound therapist, or just different energy healing and alternative medicine practices.
So the people that want to get involved with this, what's the best way to reach out to find out more information, just in case somebody would like to attend this?
You can visit our website, grandhall.com. We have a link to our box office so you can see all the shows, the individual practitioners. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. We do post some different reels and videos from the sound bath to our Instagram, so it's a really good way to get a feel for mm-hmm. what to expect. You can also email us, info@grandhall.com, or just submit a form through the website, send us a DM, really a ton of ways.
So this is a healing, relaxing experience. We talked about being something that's therapeutic, a comfortable situation that you could even make more comfortable for yourself by bringing stuff in as well, right?
Right. Yep. We see a lot of people tend to like bring yoga mats, bring blankets. You can bring an eye mask, pillows. It's a super interesting environment because a typical concert, you know, you're used to seeing people in organized rows. They're seated. It's very almost formal. Whereas with the sound bath, the entire idea is for you to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have chair seating available that can absolutely be accommodated, but we tend to see people get comfortable, get warm, and just kind of settle in and enjoy the music.
And it's cool that organizations that are providing this from places such as Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Cleveland, also locally, Yoga Song of Johnstown, Rachel Allen, very well known by many people within this community, an old friend of mine, by the way, former Johnstown grad, just like you and I. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think our big idea behind it was just to try to expose people to as many things as possible. So as many practitioners, as many ways of doing it, different healing, whether you're interested in the music aspect or the healing aspect. We just wanted to give people the opportunity to expose them to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, I was down in Asheville, North Carolina for a few years. And the whole sound bath series came about because we had Liz Tuft of Vibrant Zen reach out. She is down in North Carolina, but she was traveling through town to go up to Buffalo for the holidays. And she reached out, asked about having one. And Dave had actually never heard of a sound bath. You know, he was like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed them down in Asheville. So I'm like, yes, let's do it. Let's try it. And, you know, we had a great turnout. People were super interested. So we figure we do have Rachel here in town. There are a few other practitioners that have popped up around town recently.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to kind of expose people to as much as possible, get as much variety with the practitioners. You know, if you look at the list, we have different gendered practitioners. We have people of different ethnicities and different backgrounds who get their inspiration from different places. And that's what was really important for us for this first series.
And we should say that one scheduled per month up until October. So lots of opportunity to check this out. Again, tickets and more information found through the website, grandhall.com, as Angie stated. Also emailed info@grandhall.com. And there is an E at the end of hall, or by calling at 814-254-4030. 833. Kendra, my friend who I was talking about this with, who experienced this, I was asking her about the experience of drum circles, which were very popular around these parts, still are, by the way, if there's any similarity to it. Because I recall the first time that I was involved in a drum circle, I was kind of reluctant and kind of thought, well, you know, what's this really going to do? But once you're a part of that process, you kind of get absorbed in what's going on. This probably takes this even a step further.
Oh, absolutely. I think drums specifically are something that we all naturally connect with. You know, like you start to hear that beat and you feel it inside of you, the vibrations. And that sort of feeling is definitely the underlying feeling that the sound baths are trying to evoke. A lot of them do use drums. A lot of them use gongs, you know, that really powerful bassy sound and feeling. I think we're all used to associating music with emotion and feeling. Whether it's your, you know, your hype playlist for the gym, or it's your throwback R&B cleaning playlist, or it's like your first dance song at your wedding. I think associating music with being in a good mood or changing our mood is so natural, and the sound bath is no different. It's a different kind of music, but it still taps into that inherent connection that humans just seem to have with sound.
Yeah. Angie, in recent years, you've brought some real variety of entertainment with concerts that have come in. I've been really impressed with that. But what this does, getting participation of people when you don't have necessarily anything on the schedule that involves music, this is a win-win.
Yep, exactly. You know, the building is there. It's always there, and it always has cost associated with it. Of course, we're trying to keep this space alive. So for us, if we have an empty building that's not getting any use, versus having a building where we have people coming in, we have them seeing it, we're running a program, that is what we were really trying to do, where we could fill a schedule, give people something that is consistent, it's something to look forward to. They know it's happening, and we are opening our doors every single month just to get people in the door, to bring something new to the community, to raise funds for us to keep operating, because again, we have to heat the building, you know,
we
have to cover the cost, and if we're not able to have a large showcase concert of our regular season, this enables us to have kind of multiple layers of things we can offer to really use the space. And to give the space an opportunity to generate for itself. The whole idea was these things need to save themselves at the end of the day. So if we can get something in there where we're consistently opening the doors every single month, that's extremely important to us.
Oh, it certainly is. I think it's awesome to have this gem within the community and just to have all these wonderful artistic opportunities open for people within our community too. And kudos to you as well. I think it's great when I see somebody, a young person like yourself, who leaves the area and comes back and realizes just what a great place this is to be able to speak on behalf of the Grand Hall. I think it's really cool to have somebody that has local ties to be able to represent.
Oh, yeah. It's been so fun for me to come back, you know. I was born here. I went to school here. I coach volleyball here. I'm very involved in the community and I know a lot of people and I love so many things about it. So I'm honored that I had the opportunity, you know, to go live somewhere else and be exposed to different things. And everything there seems so cool and so like, you know, awe-inspiring. But if you really take a look at it, we have all of the opportunity and resources to do the same thing.
That's right.
You know, we have talented people here. We have amazing architecture. We have so many opportunities to, whether it's outdoors or like arts and cultural type thing, we have the opportunities to bring cool things. I think it's a matter of just having the ideas and willing to try it. And whether people like it, whether they don't, I think I've been pleasantly surprised with the different types of communities that I've been able to tap into while I've been back. It's, you know, it's the same place I left, But yeah. In a lot of ways, it's a completely different place.
That's absolutely wonderful. And sometimes when you leave, how it changes your perspective, and you find out, you know, it's not so bad around these right. parts. You know, that there's actually some really cool people and some great things to do around here. And of course, you can find out more information about what's going on at the Grand Hall at grandhall.com, the great schedule of events that Angie has going on there. And keep in mind, again, remember when Alyssa used to come here, Dave, always put that E in Grand Hall. That's important, too, to find that information out. Angelique Stoller, Program Manager of the Grand Hall, good to have you with us today. Don't be a stranger to this place. It's really great talking to you.
Absolutely not. Hopefully I can fill us a concert season, and I'll be back more consistently to let everyone know what's going on.
All right, Angie. Look forward to that. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Bo.
It's the Bo and Moore PA Podcast. If you have a charity, upcoming event, or 501c3, and you want to be featured on an upcoming episode, you can email me, Producer Russ, at rbeckett@7mountainsmedia.com. R-B-E-C-K-E-T-T @7mountainsmedia.com. We keep checking back here for more news on what's going on in our area. It's the Bo and Moore PA Podcast.